Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good afternoon. I'm Mike Simpson.
And I'm Emily Valdez. Our top local story, there's been a big jump in the number of fraud, waste, and abuse complaints at LA City Hall.
Falsified time cards, unauthorized discounts, the suspected theft of LAPD equipment. These are among the violations. The city controller's fraud, waste, and abuse unit, which has only one full-time employee, says it uncovered. The unit received 543 complaints last year, up 58% from the year prior. Controller Ron Galperin attributes the increase to a new training program for city employees.
It's not enough to just catch it when it happens, but rather to create a sort of radical transparency that will significantly reduce the likelihood that it occurs in the first place.
Last year, 23 complaints were substantiated, 155 were referred to other departments for further action. The most common complaints were time theft, waste and inefficiency, and misuse of authority. The DWP generated more complaints than any other department. Claudia Pescuta, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Criminal proceedings suspended in the case of the man charged with the 2018 deadly shootout with police at a Silver Lake Trader Joe's.
The lawyer representing Gene Atkins asked the judge to declare a doubt about his client's mental competence, and the judge agreed.
A psychiatrist was appointed to examine him to determine his ability to cooperate with counsel and also his ability to understand the nature of the criminal proceedings.
Attorney Michael Morse.
If and when a judge determines that either of those prongs apply to him, then he would be sent to Patton State Hospital for them to deal with those issues.
The prosecutor said she believes Atkins is pretending and understands what's going on. He's pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity to more than 50 counts, including murder and attempted murder, for the series of events that resulted in the gun battle with cops that killed a Trader Joe's store manager. Atkins held several customers and employees hostage for hours before finally surrendering. In downtown LA, Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
A new bill in Sacramento would protect medical marijuana users from being fired because they tested positive for drugs. Dale Gehringer with California Normal tells KNX medical pot users should have the same protections as those who legally use prescriptions.
Basically, these drug testing programs are forcing workers to use opiates instead of marijuana, even though marijuana would be much safer for them.
Scott Chipman with Americans Against Legalizing Marijuana is opposed to the bill.
If you're a marijuana user, you're 55% more likely to have industrial accidents, 85% more likely to be injured, 75% more likely to have absenteeism.
The bill does not allow medical marijuana users to use while at work. It also doesn't apply to workers required by federal law to be drug-free, like airline pilots, police officers, and certain federal contractors.
A Palmdale teacher's been arrested for sexual misconduct with a student at Pete Knight High School.
Sheriff's detectives took their information to the district attorney's office last month, but it was only this morning that they met 53-year-old Anthony Faborg at his home and took him into custody. Faborg reportedly had been involved with a 15-year-old girl for some time. The 17 counts against him include lewd acts on a minor and unlawful intercourse. I asked Sheriff's Deputy Maria Lucero if there are any other victims involved.
At this point, we only have one victim. However, if anyone has any information regarding this case, is urged to contact the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department Special Victims Bureau.
Bail for Faborg has been set at $975,000. No date for his arraignment has been scheduled. At Sheriff's Headquarters, Pete Demetrio, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The LAPD is urging people to come forward if they believe they were victims of an identity theft suspect from Tennessee. Quentin Hubbard was arrested last week. He's accused of entering a secure building or secure buildings throughout L.A., making off with purses, wallets, and laptop computers. Police say he used the name Gabriel Levi during the burglaries, and he may have had other victims.
Now, a report finds corporations across California need to add a little less than 1,000 women to their boards of directors by next year in order to comply with a new state law. The Diligence Institute says more than two dozen corporations failed to meet the initial quota requirement of having at least one woman. Dottie Schindlinger with the Diligence Institute tells KNX many corporations are adding board seats to follow the law, even though its intention is to create a gender balance, not just add more seats.
Any type of quota law, you can run into these kinds of problems, right? And part of that is because quota laws generally are trying to apply a pretty simple solution to what is a very complex and systemic problem.
The law being challenged in federal court.
Jury selection underway in the trial of New York real estate heir Robert Durst. Durst is accused of killing his friend and longtime confidant in her Benedict Canyon home 20 years ago. Prosecutors say Durst killed Susan Berman because she was about to talk to New York police in a renewed investigation into the disappearance of his wife in 1982. The case made headlines, all thanks to an HBO documentary in which Durst was caught on an open mic admitting to the killing. The judge in the case told prospective jurors who've been screened to make sure they can serve for up to 5 months that this is a fascinating case.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.